This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Campaigns for New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District seat tend to get testy. It's among the most closely divided districts in the nation, swinging back and forth between Democrats and Republicans nearly every 2 years for more than a decade. This year is no different. NHPR's Josh Rogers is here now to talk about the state of the race. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So District 1, maybe the epitome of a swing district. Tell us more about the political dynamics of the district.
Well, you know, the district has ping-ponged back and forth between the parties for some time. In 2018, Democrat Chris Pappas won the first district. In 2016, the district, though, backed President Trump for president over Hillary Clinton. And, you know, that fact is probably one reason why Republican challenger Matt Maurers is in this race. It's a district where, you know, Trump-style Republicanism can get you elected. And, you know, Matt Maurers worked for Trump in 2016 and then joined the administration. And he's leveraged his ties to the president to the effect of an early endorsement in this race. You know, the flip side of that on the Democratic side is that the belief that Chris Pappas has shown he's a good fit for the first congressional district by getting elected in the first place, obviously. He's also got a long political resume, state rep, executive council, and a reputation politically and personality-wise as being moderate. Though he's also popular with liberals, he's the first openly gay person to get elected to Congress in New Hampshire. So, you know, he's got strong roots in Manchester as well. And when he got elected, plenty of Democrats assumed, you know, maybe correctly, we'll see that he's capable of holding on to the seat. Matt Maurers, though, is certainly working hard to dislodge him. And, you know, this is really turning out to be probably the hardest fought race, you know, top of the ticket.
Particularly hard fought. So where are we now?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Chris Pappas is in many ways has been running the kind of race a first-term incumbent might, really focusing on what he sees as district needs, things like coronavirus relief, healthcare, his work on veterans issues, which, you know, certainly fine. But, you know, there's also the reality that as a first-term member of Congress, you really don't have a heck of a lot of opportunity to claim legislative accomplishments of your own or really much pitch yourself as independent of your party leadership. You know, first-term members in both parties really are under a great deal of pressure to toe the party line, and especially in this current environment, potentially. But, you know, by and large, the Pappas we're seeing on the campaign trail now is pretty similar to the one voters saw 2 years ago. But, you know, as the incumbent, you do have to answer, fairly or not, for what happens in D.C. on your watch. And that's what Matt Maurers has been trying to make Chris Pappas do quite aggressively. You know, his goal is basically to render Chris Pappas unfit in the eyes of his voters.
And we saw some of this in this race's lone televised debate last week, didn't we?
All debate long, Matt Maurers attempted to deride Chris Pappas as basically having gone D.C., you know, most dramatically during exchange over lobbying. Matt Maurers has worked as a consultant for, among other entities, drug companies since he left the Trump administration. Chris Pappas invoked that work. And then Maurers turned, I guess you could call it, more personalized attack on Pappas. When we listen to the tape, Chris Pappas speaks first.
Look, you're the one who gets paid by pharmaceutical companies and D.C. special interests.
Let me take back some
after
my time,
you left the Trump administration.
That's just not true. The fact
and
the matter
if that shows
is
where you're
doing the bidding for a lot bunch of corporate special
that is
interests
not
in
true,
D.C.,
Matt.
You're dating a corporate lobbyist.
That is not
which,
true,
by the
Matt.
Way, you know, the fact of the matter is you never disclosed it.
So that was in last week's debate on WMUR. Plenty of claims there, sometimes hard to understand. They're talking over each other. So what is the truth there?
Well, you know, on the Matt Maurers front, it's true he's worked for drug companies since leaving the Trump administration. On the Pappas front, it's true that he's been in a relationship with somebody who did work as a D.C. lobbyist for Amazon. Where Maurers' accusations towards Pappas get shakier is over whether Congressman Pappas violated any rules by having that relationship. Maurers has been asked repeatedly to cite any specific violation he believes Pappas committed, and he hasn't been able to come up with one. You know, his general claim is that Pappas should have disclosed this tie to a lobbyist who, you know, apparently isn't a lobbyist anymore. And, you know, while this charge is quite specific, in general, he's alleging that Pappas isn't being honest with voters, that he's essentially corrupt. The Democratic Party was, you know, quick to claim that raising Pappas' personal life, you know, potentially had a homophobic element to it. Maurers and his allies, including some gay Republicans, have said that's not the case, that this is an issue of transparency. You know, whatever the case may be, though, this line of attack clearly hit a nerve with Pappas, and it was, you know, quite an aggressive move by Maurers. But if you do step back, it is consistent with Maurers' MO really all election long, trying to take what, you know, could be seen as an advantage for Pappas and, you know, turn it into a liability.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Chris Pappas is the guy with long roots, deep roots in Manchester, with strong ties to local business interests. But, you know, according to Matt Maurers, he sold out to D.C. in his 2 years in Washington. Maurers has, you know, lined up Republican businessmen who were part of a Republicans for Pappas list 2 years ago who now back Maurers. And they've bolstered that argument on Maurers' behalf.
And what has the Pappas campaign's response been to all this?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, allegations of homophobia when it comes to the invocation of his relationship with the Amazon lobbyist. Lately, they've also called attention to another moment from that WMUR debate. Why don't we take a listen to that?
Congressman Pappas, is the Confederate battle flag a symbol of racism, yes or no?
Yes.
Mr. Maurers?
No.
Pappas's campaign manager has cited this moment as proof, in his words, that Maurers had, quote, gone full Proud Boy. Make of that what you will, but... you know, there's certainly no reason to expect the tone of this race to get much friendlier between now and Tuesday.
All right. NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.